And so I bid you all grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My brothers and sisters in Christ, you also must be ready. For the Son of Man is coming at the hour you do not expect. So one of the things that you cannot miss, even in a casual reading of the New Testament, is its sense of urgency. The time is short. The day is far spent. Now is the time. Therefore, be watchful. Be on guard. Wake up. There's this drumbeat of urgency that informs all the formal instruction in the New Testament about how we are supposed to live in these latter days. There's no advice given. There are no suggestions that are made. There's nothing we're told that we need to go home and mull over and think about. There are just these strings of imperatives, right? Do this now. The time is short. You don't know if you'll have time later. You don't know that there will be a later. Be ready. Son of Man comes at the hour you do not expect. So we might ask ourselves, okay, how do we get ready? Or more importantly, what gets in the way of our being ready? Well, first let's be clear again about what we are going to be ready for. The Son of Man is coming. This current world in which we live, in which we move and have our being, this world with all of its concerns, with all of its trials, with all of its responsibilities, with all of its needs, all of its desires, all of its distractions, and so on. This present world is destined to pass away. And there will come a new heavens and earth where righteousness dwells. And we, that is all of us, we will all be gathered before Christ to receive either all the blessings of faith in their fullness or receive the wages of unfaith in all of its terrible justice. So in light of that, how are we supposed to get ready? Well, by being rich toward God and by not storing up treasures for ourselves in this present world. You may remember that was the upshot of Jesus' parable last week about the rich fool. Jesus was asked by someone in the crowd to solve an inheritance dispute, and so he set before the people this parable of the rich fool, an example of someone who got things disastrously wrong, who wasn't ready to receive the Lord, who had forgotten about the kingdom and faith because he was too busy gathering treasures for himself in this world. And don't be like him. You be ready. But again, how do we get ready? Well, Jesus' words this morning really continue on from last week. If you will, what we hear this morning is an elaboration of what it means to be rich toward God. And it turns out, again, that being rich toward God, it has relatively little to do with how much you put in the offering plate or what you give to charity. To be rich toward God, as we heard last week, is to actually believe him, to trust his word, to receive his gifts to you in Christ. For Christ is the treasure. He will not fail. No thief can take him from you. No moth can destroy the gifts that he gives. Forgiveness, life, and salvation. If Christ is your treasure in faith, then indeed your heart will be with him as you dwell on the things that are above. And you will know God as your loving Father. And the things of this world and this present life are going to take a very different place in your life overall. But that's sort of easier said than done, right? We know, with our heads at least, we know that we have died and we have been raised with Christ by holy baptism. We are told that we are now on the road with Christ, heading for that city that God has prepared, that heavenly country where we will find final peace. We know that we are provided with food for the journey, even this holy meal that we share at the altar. We know all that. We know that we are pilgrims on the road with Christ, and we are called to new and holy lives now, lives of grace and love and charity and peace and kindness and forgiveness. And yet, well, there are distractions, right? Things lead us astray. Anxieties, worries. Worries distract us from our treasure. Worries, anxieties weaken our trust in our Father. They eat away at our charity for others. They turn us into little faithers who seek to rely more on ourselves than on him who has given us all good things. And we feel that most keenly with regards to the stuff of this world. For there is part of us that wants to say, well, you know, easy for you to say that life is more than food, Jesus. You would have to try and feed a household on my budget. Or easy for you to say that the body's more than clothes, Jesus. You don't have to worry about finding winter clothes that's going to fit everyone. The pragmatic part of us very much knows that there is no life without eating. The bodies need to be covered. And so we start laying up treasures in this life to meet those needs. You know, maybe we listen to Dave Ramsey and make sure that we have all of our debts paid and that there's an emergency savings account and that we're caught up on funding our retirement plan and so on. And then we get caught up in the worry that maybe we haven't made the best choices, that maybe we're paying too much for our health care insurance and so on. And we maybe don't follow all that the gurus tell us to do and don't have everything they say we need in our retirement in an inflationary spiral. Or maybe you are retired already and you're worried that you're not going to get through. Well, you might notice in all of those string of worries, where was faith toward God? Where's the consciousness of Christ's treasures or the Father's love? Anxiety, worry over the stuff of this life pushes active faith to the side as something we'll get to later after the important stuff has been taken care of. Anxiety keeps us from being rich toward God in faith and from living the life that we have been called to have in Christ. But Jesus says, be ready. The Son of Man is coming at the hour you do not expect. And of course, the pragmatic part of us again objects, well, what? What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to forget about my household budget? I'm supposed to forget about savings and work and just, you know, go to church all the time and read my Bible and pray all day? Well, you'll notice Jesus didn't say that. We can get so defensive about our anxieties and our worries because a lot of the time we know that our anxieties and worries aren't really defensible. No one's saying that you shouldn't be a good steward of your resources. No one's saying that you shouldn't attend to the service of your family and your neighbors, which you have according to your various vocations. But give up this anxiety thing that leads you to think that disaster is around the corner if you don't manage to scrape together all the stuff you think you need for a comfortable life. Remember God, remember Christ, remember his kingdom and grace. Remember where your true treasure is. For it turns out that life really is more than food. Life is not just a biological process that we go through and try to keep going as long as we can. Life is about grace and love and mercy because life is Christ. And his life is the light of the world. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the living bread come down from heaven. It doesn't matter how much you have in your pantry or your freezer or how little you had for dinner last night. Life is more than even that. You might remember St. Paul wrote that for me to live is Christ. Life is Christ, and without him, your true treasure, you don't really have anything. And likewise, the body, it's more than clothing. Contrary to popular wisdom, clothes do not make the person. The body, right, this is God's gift to you that allows you to serve others and to enjoy the good gifts of this life. Worry not only distracts us from the truth, but it also just doesn't accomplish anything. So trust your Father, be rich toward him in faith. He knows what you need. He will provide for you as you seek after Christ, after faith, and after grace. Now, again, this is not a promise that a roast chicken is going to magically appear on your table this evening. God works through our various vocations, through our neighbors, through the order of this world, which means that we still have to go to school, we still have to go to work, we still have to wash the dishes, we still have to cook, but not with the thought that this is what gives us life. Life is Christ. He is our treasure. He is enough. Your Father knows what you need, and most of us can admit that we have what we need and then some. Never confuse having what you want with having what you need. Seek Christ, his word, his faith, the rest, and then rest content, knowing that the Father's pleased to give as a gift, to give you the kingdom. He's pleased to give it to you and to everyone in Christ. And that allows us to be free and charitable toward others. When in faith and hope and love, I'm confident of God's grace and care toward me, then I can go out and give alms and help the needy, for I know who is for me and who is with me. And this leads me to gird my waist, to light my lamp, to be ready to serve others, to watch for Jesus, because I know where my treasure is, and I know what is coming, and I know what has been prepared for me in Christ. Be ready. Have faith. Don't get distracted by the stuff of this world. Look to Christ and serve in love, in grace, and hope. For the time is short, and the sun is coming. And that is good news. Even so, amen. And now may that peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until the glorious day of his appearing. Amen.